This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Up in the next segment, Major General Albert Stubblebine and his medical doctor wife, Rena Lebo, will be joining us to break down why they believe the great culling of the human population has begun. And I mentioned this Sunday, this London Guardian article from Saturday, November 7th, a few days ago. Artificial intelligence, Homo sapiens, will be split into a handful of gods and then the rest of us. And that's covered in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, made 8 years ago. I don't believe this is what's actually going to happen, but this is what the elite actually believes. This is what world government is really all about. So they may not become gods, or what compared to us you could call a god, for all intents and purposes, eternal creatures, self-replicating. But they're certainly trying to take over the planet and dominate science and technology and control our development or stop our development. So that's coming up. And then meanwhile, Justice Department to take fight over Obama immigration order to Supreme Court. Review sought of ruling that blocked plans to defer deportations of more than 4 million people. Multiple federal judges have said no, and state judges as well. You just can't have illegals and then just give them everything free and just keep them here outside of law. Nobody can do that. We have one of the most lax immigration policies in the world. It's very hard, though, if you try to do it legally. You just come in and they're illegal, you tend to get left alone a lot of times. I'm for opening up the legal. That's fine. We need workers. We killed all our kids, whether you were Hispanic American, Black American, White American. You know, we killed most of our kids. It's like the pro-abortion people said when I talked to them. They said, look, you know, I kill my kids. I don't adopt. I love it. I want to kill them. It's fun. So I'm not against immigrants. I'm against them being brought in and then weaponized and then given free tuition, free health care, and then turned against the Republican, not assimilating. That's the big issue. And we'll be looking at that. Obama administration wants Supreme Court to approve its immigration plans. John Bowen has a report on that we're going to be airing a little bit later in the transmission. Briefly, in what's left of this segment, because I didn't really talk about it when I did a 30-second plug earlier, we're running a bunch of specials this week, and we have InfoWars Life Winner's Son. Vitamin D has multiple roles in the body. This is truly organic, concentrated, high power. You take it under the tongue for higher absorption. It's been known to maintain the health of bones and teeth, support the health of the immune system, brain and nervous system. Regulate insulin levels and aid diabetes management, support lung function and cardiovascular health, influence the expression of genes involved in cancer development, sensible sun exposures, 5 to 10 minutes, 2 or 3 times per week. But you can't do that in the fall and winter and spring in most climes. And so you need to take high-quality vitamin D3, a spectrum of it, routinely. Because you will deplete all of your vitamin D in less than a month without serious sunlight. Most people can't absorb a lot of vitamin D3 out of plants and meats. This is the way to do it. It's amazing. Again, you get such big problems with flus and colds in the winter because people are cooped indoors and they don't have their immune system going because of lack of vitamin D. Check out Winter Sun today, 20% off right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Take advantage of that. We're also still extending because the manufacturer said we could with the Alexa Pure water filtration systems, but only for another week, then it's got to stop. 20, Well, you can get free shipping and a big discount. What does it come out to? It's free shipping and 10% off with promo code WATER at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's a bunch of other specials as well on Brain Force and others running that will end in the next few days. InfoWarsLife.com. And know that your purchase of the products makes everything we do here possible. We'll be back. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Major General Albert N. Stubblebine III and Dr. Rima Labo are going to be our guests coming up here in just a few minutes. They're authors, talk show hosts in their own right. She's a medical doctor. Very interesting folks. They've been on quite a few times in the years. I was also a guest on one of Jesse Ventura's television programs with them, respectively, about secret sites around the country, which 3 years ago that was a big deal to talk about. Now it's mainstream news. And that's because more and more of this tyranny is getting ready to go operational or already has. The fact that they've gone from denying world government, denying mass culling, denying planned austerity to admitting it and saying it's good tells me they're getting ready to roll more of this out. Cashless society, retina scanning to buy and sell. It's all being announced now. Brain chips in the troops. Here's a London Guardian article that ties into all this. Artificial intelligence, Homo sapiens will be split into a handful of gods and the rest of us. And then it goes into all these big government reports, UN statements, machines to replace humans. Then the elite will control the population because we won't have jobs, and robot factories and robot farms will supply us. Human individualism and self-sufficiency will be illegal. That's why the lemonade stands from Germany to the United States are illegal. Swap meets, they're shutting them down. Farmers markets, the Amish, new raids this week of Amish producing their own crops. The harassment, because this is a takeover. This is a military takeover. And if you've occupied a city or a country, you don't let those people produce their own food and their own staples. You control them with it. And I know General Stubblebine can speak to that, and then it ties into something they're really the tip of the spear on, and that is getting people to understand under international law, and I've had lawyers on, they concur with it, that it is a violation of the Nuremberg Code. It is a violation of informed consent. It's a violation of the U.S. Code to forcibly inoculate people, which is beginning. So we're going to go over all of that as well in the second part of the interview. But first, I wanted to pick General Stubblebine, but also his wife, Dr. Lebo's brain, specifically about what's currently happening, because I was talking to one of the lawyers that we work with as well, that they work with, about forced inoculation, and he was saying, well, General Stubblebine and Dr. Lebo believe the culling has begun. And, you know, it's funny they say that. I've said that as well. I agree with them. The beginning of the cutoff of the food worldwide, the beginning of the cutoff of good medicine has begun, the beginning of the cutoff of good health care here has begun. It's being replaced with the death care. And they admit this is the new austerity where you can't have air conditioning, can't have a car unless you're the elite. And they're also fomenting racial and ethnic and religious strife, not just here, but all over the world. They'll take whatever differences there are, animus, Christians, they're all black, have them kill each other. Muslims, Christians, they're all black, have them kill each other. They can take any group, Latin America, Catholic versus Protestant, kill each other. Communist versus non-communist, kill each other. This is the great divide and conquer, so I want to get their expert breakdown on where this is going. I guess we'll probably go to General Stubblebine for 5 minutes first, and then his wife can pop in any time, then to her for 5 minutes. But Major General Albert N. Stubblebine III, General Burt is a graduate of U.S. Military Academy, class of 52. He enjoyed a distinguished 32 career with the U.S. Army. He retired as the commanding general of the United States Army Intelligence and Security Command. Prior to his assignment, he commanded the U.S. Army Electronics Research and Development Command. That's hooked into DARPA. During his active duty career, he commanded soldiers at every level. After his retirement, he served as VP for the Intelligence Systems with BDM and Major Defense Contractor. He has brought these expertises to the leading edge medical research and development in collaboration with his wife, Dr. Rima E. Lebo, MD, who's treated some royalty and some of the most famous people in the world, which is part of what woke her up, because what they were saying. Dr. Rima, truthreports.com. And they also have a whole section on informed consent, these cards you can print off. You can also just, I would say, come up with your own as well, whatever works, to put people on notice when they're trying to forcibly inoculate you or your children. Because they lie and say there's no side effects, or it's the law, you got to take it. It's not true. Even as they pass laws saying it, they're trumped. They're like a one of hearts with their fake regulation or state law versus the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Nuremberg Code, the Geneva Convention, that's the ace of spades. You can't trust these governments to forcibly put something in you. Come on. So joining us is Major General retired Albert N. Stubblebine. General, it's been a long time. I tell you, great to have you on with us.
Well, Alex, it's great to be here.
Where do you guys want to begin? There's so much. I mean, you've said it. I agree with you. The great culling has begun.
Unfortunately, Alex, you are correct. It has already started, and my sense is it's only going to get worse.
General Burt just wrote a piece on white men dying in America.
Let's talk about that.
Well, when you take a look at the statistics, I'm not quite sure which word to use, but when you look at the facts, what you find is that instead of getting older, there's a block in terms of aging. That is sort of the 40 to 50 age range. And suddenly, instead of getting older like I am, they are dying. They are dying too soon, way too soon. And the real question is not that they're dying, but why are they dying that young?
The mortality rate has been accelerating 1% a year for the last 15 years for men between the ages of 40 and 55. They were the most privileged sector in the world in terms of their longevity. They were well cared for. They were well fed. They were capable of sustaining themselves longer than most other groups. And now their ability to do that, their longevity, is declining at the rate of 1% a year for 15 years.
And by the way, I've seen those numbers in the news that the United States actually, its life expectancy is going down. If you remove infant mortality, and infant mortality is back up, but it's still a lot lower than 100 years ago, but if you take out the numbers of dead children and babies, we're not living as long as we did just 50, 60, 70 years ago. Even though they have advanced technologies and sciences, they can't even keep us alive now, and there's this myth that we're living longer, but neurological disorders, talk about some of those numbers as an MD, doctor. I mean, they're just off the chart. Diabetes, you name it. Infertility, it is just crazy. And then specifically, what's happening to white men?
What's happening to white men started statistically in the year 2000, which was the year after the suicide-inducing, liver failure-inducing drugs, psychiatric drugs, started to be prescribed very widely. And so people started dying. Well, the causes that have been identified for this decline in mortality, increase in mortality and decline in longevity in this privileged group in the past anyway, the causes are liver failure, suicide, alcohol. And what we know is that when you combine statin drugs and psychiatric drugs and blood sugar regulating drugs for the rampant diabetes, and you put them all together with the vaccines, you have damage to the liver and you have suicide, because the lower the cholesterol is, the more suicide people have. The more psychiatric drugs they use, the more suicide they have, and the liver simply falls apart under the onslaught of the drugs and vaccines. So what we're seeing is iatrogenic, that is doctor-induced, increase in death. And the next age cohort below them is now leveling off in their longevity, and they'll start to decline. And the most frightening thing of all, Alex, is that you can just taste the fact that in order to protect us, the great ones will want to medicate our water and our food.
Sure.
To keep us from committing suicide, to keep our livers from falling apart. And in fact, what they'll be doing is accelerating all of that.
And for those that don't know, it's now Fox News, CNN, as you point out, doctor, the Japanese government, they're all saying, let's put all sorts of chemicals, including statins, in the water. Let's put lithium in the water. But my dad's a chemist, also a retired oral surgeon. I remember him in the 80s freaking out about statins, saying, your brain's made up out of cholesterol, showing me studies that it would eat your brain. But now, as you know, they've admitted a lot of that. But I can't tell you how many people I know whose fathers, particularly, retire at 65. They're totally normal. They go on statins, and within 1 year, they can't even read and write. I mean, it's very close to home. I'm not allowed to talk about it because it's a family issue. I have some family that won't listen and won't go off of them, and it's literally eating their brain.
That's exactly right. This whole erectile dysfunction thing, by the way, guys, if you really would like to have an erection and you're taking statin drugs, you're canceling out your ability to make testosterone, because cholesterol is the molecule from which testosterone is made, and your brain is 50%. Cholesterol as well. So you can't think and you can't have an erection, but then you get medication for, quote, Alzheimer's disease, and you get medication for erectile dysfunction. And when your heart and liver collapse, you get more medication for that. This is crazy. Then add vaccines, and we're talking about beyond.
Sure.
conspiracy.
I was on a plane back from Toronto speaking a few months ago with George Norrie, and I actually looked up who the guy was. It turned out he was a famous chemist, and we were up in first class. That's how they flew us up there to speak, and he was telling me that, listen, Tylenol couldn't get approved today, but he goes, new things can. But he goes, if you take Tylenol, he listed all this other over-the-counter stuff. He said it will literally eat your liver in a matter of weeks, worse than drinking gallons of Jack Daniels a day. That was his words. He started listing all these drugs, and he was telling me, it's crazy. I want to develop good drugs. But he said it's over the top because these doctors will prescribe things that they've been told will eat your liver. And he was saying, I don't know why they keep doing it. Why are they doing it? As a medical doctor, and then I went General Stubblebine, he's been on and obviously talked about, you know, as a guy that's trained in intelligence and seeing what's happening, connecting the dots, what's actually going on.
Well, when you take a look at the statistics about the liver and the other organs, what you find is that the thing is that the curve is greater than 45 degrees. It's almost a 60 degree curve going up over the last 15 years. And your liver, folks, is your detoxification capability. If you can't detox your body, you're in deep trouble. And here's this graph that shows how steep the curve is that's killing your livers.
You're absolutely right, and it's the glyphosates in the water, the fluoride. Yeah, how big a victory is it, General, and also Dr. Lebo, that we forced you and others, now European governments, to call for the removal of hydrofluorosilicic acid or fluoride, and how big a deal it is to have the EPA say, and FDA, reduce it from 1.3 parts per million down to 0.7, cutting it roughly in half. How big a deal is that, that we're finally forcing breakthroughs? But then, where's the debate about why they did it to begin with? General? Doctor?
Well, I'd like to leap in on that because I can't resist. It's a huge victory, and it's a tiny drop in the contaminated bucket. The issue of fluoride should never be underestimated. People say, why are people acting like sheeple? And you should never underestimate the impact of fluoride. Fluoride cuts your ability to reach out using a moral compass. Fluoride calcifies the pineal gland. Fluoride makes you dumber. It makes you infertile. It gives you diabetes. And you would think, well, good, when they...
And makes you passive.
Passive. Very passive.
Very passive.
When
you cannot do any kind of action when you're that passive.
So it kills motivation.
It kills motivation, but the point is, yes, they're eliminating hydrofluorosilic acid in Europe, but at the same time, they spray food, even organic food, in storage and transit with higher, much higher levels of fluoride, 33,000 parts per million. So toothpaste is a delivery system. Food is a delivery system. What has to happen is that fluoride is banned as an additive in any way.
I agree. People need to start suing companies that put it in food. I remember being at camp as a child. I was no rocket scientist, but when they gave us powdered eggs, I would go throw them up. And I loved food. I had a very strong stomach. And then years later, I learned that very brand had 300, other brands have 600, 300 parts per million. As you know, doctor, 1.3 parts per million reduces IQ by 10 points after several years of use. Imagine 300 parts per million. That is a devastating dose.
Devastating dose. Let me point out that the United States government pressed very hard to add very high levels of fluoride to baby formula through Codex Alimentarius. We were able to keep them from adding fluoride to normal babies' formula. But then, at the very end of the meeting, they ran through the ability to add high levels to the formulas for sick infants. This is a program to control us and to dumb us and to make us
infertile.
Get rid of us.
And fluoride is in many vaccines, at why would fluoride be in a vaccine? Because it's synergistically toxic with the aluminum and the mercury in those vaccines. This is a death program.
Sure. And I can walk out my door. There's a grocery store 3 minutes away. I could be back in 10 minutes. Half the water section is nursery water with added fluoride for babies at a very high level. I mean, we're talking 10 parts per million or higher. I mean, this is so sick to give developing babies their high fructose corn syrup formula mixed with this. And I tell women I know that I see giving them the high fructose corn syrup formula, I say, listen, it's a death sentence for your child's brain. And they go, there's no way the government would allow that. And they can't admit they've already been hurting their kid, so they won't reverse it. They're committed to having a moron child.
Yes, well, so are a lot of other people, and then we get to Common Core education. But it's very important to understand that if you're drinking fluoridated water or eating fluoridated food, and you take vaccines, you're adding aluminum and fluoride together, and they are synergistically 10,000 times more toxic.
Wow. Well, listen, I've been asking some of the questions here, but you guys rightfully say, but you're bigger experts on it than I am on eugenics and things. With your backgrounds, from a military background, from a medical doctor background, why do you say they're now launching, they've gone from testing to actually launching the mass culling?
One of the things that we see is that the death rates are increasing. We see that the United States, because of its vaccines, has the highest infant mortality rate in the developed world. Even Zimbabwe has a lower infant mortality rate. It has the highest first-day infant mortality. It has the highest 1 year infant mortality, and it has the highest 5 year infant mortality. I would call that a great culling. I would call the fact that privileged white males are now dying at an accelerating rate part of the great culling. I would call the induced infertility part of the great culling. I would call the introduction of NAGLase, the enzyme that blocks the immune system, part of the great culling. How is it introduced? Well, it appears to be introduced in vaccines. I think one of the most important things that we can do to stop the great culling is never, ever again take a vaccine or allow anyone to take a vaccine. But given the mandates that are being forced upon us globally, like the no jab, no pay in Australia, like SB 277 in California, every child must be vaccinated, and every child care worker, unless we assert our right to informed consent with this, where's my camera? With this kind of active assertion, then in fact, we are going to be vaccinated forcibly.
You're right. We've got to get organized. We've got to get aggressive. But everything you're saying just makes the light bulb go off. We've got British, U.S., Canadian, you name it, studies. Just type into Google, flu vaccine doubles your chances of getting flu. The mainstream news admits it doesn't work and gives you the flu and destroys your immune system. And people admit autoimmune disorders are off the charts. They have videos on the news in Mexico and Latin America. They give the little girls the Gardasil, and a bunch of them start having convulsions. This is really testing how much we'll put up with.
I think we're beyond testing how much we'll put up with. They have determined how much we'll put up with, and it's anything they want to give us until we say no. Now, you said earlier, Alex, that people look at their own vaccine exemption card, and you're kind of right and kind of wrong, because there is a very specific legal format necessary for exerting your informed consent right. And if you don't do it right, you're going to get vaccinated. That's why we've created the Advanced Vaccine Directive and why we are working so hard to make it available to everyone. In fact, we just slashed the prices so that everyone can afford it. Now, I want to say everyone needs one in your diaper pack, in your backpack, in your wallet, in your purse. Each person has to assert that right. And if they don't, they will be forcibly vaccinated.
Sure, Doc. The point I'm getting at is I appreciate the service you're providing, and I agree with your analysis of it. I want to come back and talk about Nuremberg Code, informed consent, and all that. I'm just telling people, if they don't go get one from you, people can go look at the wording you put on. Whatever they do, learn this info, teach it to others, and explain to people that under the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, Common Law, Nuremberg Code, Geneva Convention, they cannot force you to take this stuff. Plus, they got hundreds of vaccines coming down the line. 20 years ago, it was like 15.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting, storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Coming up, we're going to break down the battle plan to stop forced inoculation, forced drugging. And let's be clear, what they call vaccines today is a bunch of different families of biological intervention, biological rearrangement. I remember 20 years ago reading about vaccines they already had that would, quote, make you not depressed anymore because it would destroy parts of your brain. Viruses would literally eat part of your brain. Now they call them anti-stress vaccines. This is what they want to make you take. We're going to be talking to General Stubblebine and Dr. Labo about that here in just a minute. Please don't forget, we are running a bunch of different specials this week at InfoWarsLife.com, and your purchases help fund this entire media operation. Living Defense has scores of different known, for thousands of years, natural herbal and plant compounds that take out harmful organic organisms, better known as parasites. Everything from well-crafted black walnut to you name it is in there. Check it out. Read all about it. InfoWarsLife.com. Continuing, we also have 20% off on super high-quality winter sun. And that, of course, is vitamin D that people don't get during the winter. But let me read you some of the reviews. We know they're targeting testosterone. Supermill Vitality doesn't mimic testosterone. According to what Dr. Grip says, it gets your body to trigger your glands to release the hormones, period, that your body needs. And here are some of the reviews on Super Male Vitality. This is from Screech in Smithville, Rhode Island. Amazing energy for daring my heavy lifting on the ice today and for hockey. I would recommend it to a friend. 5 stars. They have an average of 4.8 stars, thousands of reviews. Lobo in Hagerstown, Maryland. Love it. These are shorter ones today. We get new ones every day. You can go read them, linking through the third-party sites at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, we also have discounts running on things like Brain Force that just takes a bunch of known compounds that make up the brain that have been connected to more focus, better mood, more stamina, energy, you name it, and put them all together. 25% off on Brain Force right now. We've never gone that low. And you can read all the rave reviews there on the site about Brain Force at InfoWarsLife.com. Or you can call 888-253-3139. Finally, I want to tell you about Knockout. And when I'm wound up, when I've been on the radio till midnight, when I'm on the road, I can't sleep, I don't take it maybe once or twice a week. I take Knockout. It's $19.95. It's got melatonin, it's got valerian, it's got L-tryptophan, a bunch of other stuff, organically based, good, large dosages of it. It's $19.95 for a bottle of the same strength and the same number of caplets, just of melatonin. And then the rest of the big pills, filler. There's no filler in this. There's 9 different ingredients in it, all linked to good, restful, healthy sleep. I only take one, and I've taken 2 before, and it's hard to get up in the morning. But I take one, it's great. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And then finally, it's more important than ever to spread the word, whether you listen on the Internet or watch over the Internet at InfoWars.com/show. On AM, FM affiliates, it's really key to tell people how they can tune in at the grocery store, at red lights, at work, on your email list, at your church. This is how we're reaching more people. We're in a race against the globalists. People are waking up. Globalism's in trouble. World government's in trouble. But it's just putting on more sail and accelerating. That's why we've got to double down as well. We're in the fight, ladies and gentlemen, from my perspective. So, again, support those local affiliates. Support their local sponsors. Become a sponsor and let them know why you're becoming a sponsor. Or support those sponsors and let them know why. And let the station know why as well. And people of means, call the station. Say you want to sponsor a billboard for this show and other shows. A lot of people are doing that around the country. We don't have the money for it. Stations don't. We're not Clear Channel. You do. Will your act of putting up a $2,000 billboard save the world or painting it on the side of your barn for $100? No. But it will move the ball down the field. Resistance to this tyranny and having the info is victory. Now, I want to get into vaccines and talk about your card idea. It's great. It's wonderful. Obviously, it's based in law, based in history. We're going to cover that. We covered it a few weeks ago with one of your associates, the lawyer, here on the broadcast. But I want to specifically get into Softkill itself. And General Stubblebine, Dr. Labo, do you agree that the globalists are behind schedule? Disagree if you do, please, because I really want your perspective. I respect you. They're behind schedule, so they're almost desperate now, which makes them even more dangerous. And how do you see the battle space right now, General, in this fight to enlighten people? Because I see us as winning the fight to wake people up that will think. The problem is, though, we're still occupied by this global force. Where does it all go? I mean, I see the military awake. I see people in government awake. But they're not calling the shots. They're taking orders. How far can this go?
Well, let me look at that in a couple of different ways. First of all, go back to our previous conversation. Finland, for instance, has, I believe, 11 vaccines. You know, we have right now 36 vaccines. And guess what? There are more in the making. There are more in the pipeline. So we're not going to be, and it's going to be mandatory. So you're not going to get just a few vaccines. You're going to get a whole lot of vaccines. Every one of those is going to be, have poisons in it that you do not want in your body. And that's number one. Number two, you as the population need to object. You need to refuse. You all now are on active duty. You all now are part of the army. You're part of the military. Why? Because you have to say no. Not, oh, well, here's my arm. You can stick anything in it you want and put anything in my body that you want to put in there. Uh-uh. No, 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 no. You, as a population, must say no. You now are the military. You are the army. You are the objectors. You will say no.
That's right. We are under attack. This is a global military operation. People need to realize they're under attack whether they decide to fight back or not. You're right. We are all seen as an enemy army. We're humans. We're alive. The globalists want to mop us up. They want to reduce world population. This is a one-child policy after birth. We've got to admit it's happening.
Let me take one of the things you said, Alex, and resonate with it for our listeners. You asked about battle space. The fundamental battle space is your DNA. Right now, you are being genetically modified. You're being genetically modified by the GMO garbage and poison in your food. You're being genetically modified by the chemicals that are used in, quote, food, which ought to be spelled P-H-U-D-E because it doesn't support life or create health. You're being genetically modified by the vaccines. You're being genetically modified by a whole group of technologies that General Burt has called genomicidal technologies. And those, in fact, recently a scientist from New York said that we should have fertilization in vitro only so that people's genes that make them smaller, shorter, should be enhanced and the ones that make them taller should be canceled out to fight global warming. Logic is not part of the deal here. Your genes are under attack. And one of the things that you need to do is say no to the things that are attacking and changing your genes for two purposes. One is to kill you, and the other is to dumb and dwarf you on every parameter. That's the battle space.
I totally agree. And listen, this isn't rhetoric, folks, to get you to wake up. We have the eco-science written by the current White House science czar. We have hundreds of books. You've made films. You've written about it, Dr. So General Stubblebine. This is so naked, and that's part of it. It's a hidden in plain view attack, so brazen, so dirty, with the death panels and the troops being put on no-treat list. They're really, I agree, going from the testing phase to operational. Why do you think they're accelerating their program, General?
Why? Because it's getting, I think they're behind their program schedule. And I think they're worried that people like you and ourselves, Dr. Reba and myself, are beginning to talk about it and to say, okay, here is a way of not doing what you want me to do, because I do not want to put all of that poison in my body. I do not want to succumb to you, and I'm following the principles of war, one of which is mass, and we need all of you to say no, not just one or two, but everybody.
And educate others. I mean, to send this video and audio from this interview today, when we put it out, you know, vaccines are designed to kill you, emergency alert. You can say no to vaccines, get them out. Let's speak about DrRemaTruthReports.com, where people can go at cost and get these cards that have the science, the history, the facts of the Nuremberg Code and U.S. law in them when they lie to you and say it's the law. Because the line in the sand, for me, is forced inoculations. We know they're deadly. We know they're not protecting us. Almost everyone in my family has almost been killed by one, from my mother to my uncle. I mean, everybody, you know, listeners, people that have been sick from vaccines, the inserts say they can kill you. It's just hiding in plain view. Now is the time to say no. Now is the time to get in their face when they're giving out the free flu shots on the side of the highway, or when they lie and say it's the law every year to take the shots. Now is the time to call their bluff. Let's get into the Nuremberg Code and what's on these cards.
Well, when everybody needs to understand a basic principle, when a country signs a treaty, the law of that treaty wipes out whatever the law of the country was and replaces it. It trumps or it supersedes national law. So when the United States and 125 other countries around the world ratified the Geneva Conventions, and there have been three separate Geneva Conventions. The U.S. has ratified them all. That means that the law of informed consent, so-called humanitarian law, is now the law of the United States. No matter what California passes, or Montana, or Idaho, or even the United States itself at the federal level, the law of informed consent prevails. Now, that law says that you have the right to say no to any medical intervention, including vaccination, without pressure, without prejudice, and without punishment. That means you cannot be forced to give up a right, for instance, the right to a public education for your children. To give up a benefit in order to have someone be pleased with you. You cannot be forced to give up a right in order to get a benefit, like the Australian $16,000 a year per child payments. You are entitled to that. And if somebody comes at you with a vaccine and you have not asserted your right, your informed consent is deemed waived. But if you have asserted that right, according to the United States Supreme Court, as well as the law of the land, once you've asserted your right to informed consent, anybody who violates that is committing malpractice, is committing assault, is committing battery, and a variety of other crimes.
And by the way, my dad, as a physician, years ago said that that's what he would do. When people try to force vaccines on whoever, or for him to practice medicine they would try, he would come and say, you know, to the board, because he got called for a board one time, he said, all of you sign this informed consent for liability if I get hurt. You tell me it's safe and that you'll pay for it. And they said, fine, you don't have to have the hepatitis shots. But,
exactly.
I mean, that's what it comes down to.
And the reason we created this card at the Natural Solutions Foundation, the Advanced Vaccine Directive, is that the law of advanced health directives is well established. Once you properly assert your advanced health wish, I don't want to be vaccinated, I don't want to be resuscitated,
your living will,
penicillin, then if they do violate that, it's established that they're already committing a crime. So you are protected. Now, will it be respected for everyone who asserts it? No. Some people will be violated, and then they are big time, heavy duty.
That's right. These public schools from California to Alabama that have been caught giving kids shots en masse, even when parents said no, are super liable. Parents just don't know how to take action.
But understand that just saying no is not enough. You actually have to
give them the form.
You have to do it in the correct legal way or it won't count. You can't just write it on a piece of paper and say, no, that's
Let me ask this question. General, what about the misnomer that the military has to take any shot they want? Correct me if I'm wrong, but from law, that's the prescribed, authorized, non-experimental shots because you waive some of your rights joining the military, but still implied consent is there if it's deemed experimental, correct?
Correct.
No. No, sorry. No, both of you.
Well, I know you're a medical doctor. Correct us then, doctor.
I love you both. This is so important. I have to correct you, Alex, and I have to correct you.
Well, no, we want to get your perspective. Go ahead.
Okay. Every vaccine and every drug is experimental.
Well, I know they are. I'm talking about the law, though. I'm just saying for the military.
That's the law. That's the point. Because the Nuremberg Code and the Geneva Conventions don't say that this applies only to experimental drugs. But, in fact, every drug and every vaccine.
I know, but I'm saying, don't you waive that right when you join the military?
Well, the courts have said
you don't.
Yes.
Okay.
No, but the issue in law is not what the truth is. It's what the answer to the specific question
is. No, I know. You're a medical doctor, as an expert, and General Stubblebine commanded hundreds of thousands of troops. That's why I'm asking. We got 30 seconds, General, but where does it stand for servicemen and women?
Right now, most people don't even understand the issue, and so they all say, no, you got to have this, you got to have this, you got to have this. But the answer, real answer is, no, you don't. Not if you say, I do not consent, you do not have to do it.
So it's your belief that informed consent extends also serving members of the military?
Yes.
That's powerful info.
They don't know it yet, but the answer is still yes.
Okay, good. That's good. We'll be right back.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
This hour of GCN brought to you by LeCig, the highest quality smokeless cigarettes, e-liquids, e-cig refills, car chargers, and starter kits. Kick some ash with LeCig. Call 870-525-1440 or visit LeCig.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
All the Lisa's out.
We've got University of Missouri students threatened as free speech activists plan a rally. So because the students got so vicious, the politically correct people, with their Maoist-style activities, they had to just cancel classes and get everybody out of there because they were just frothing, running around, attacking reporters, and just screaming with professors, screaming, our time has come, our takeover is here, while they're all being soft-killed. It's just total insanity. That's up on Infowars.com. We'll be breaking some of that down. Of course, as usual, George Soros and others are tied into the guy that started the whole operation. It's truly, truly sick. Also, there's a new video of how you can stop and expose political correctness. That's all coming up in the next hour. We also have our reporters from Missouri State, where they're trying to pull down the statue of Thomas Jefferson now, joining us, Kit Daniels and Jakari Jackson. That is all coming up in the next hour. Well, General Stubblebine and Dr. Labo, I want to thank you both for coming on. Is the best place for people, because your site's so jam-packed, Dr. Rima, truthreports.com. Can they go there and find these consent forms so that people can get the card and the facts and learn how to say no? Because medical people, obviously, as you're saying, know the law. They know this trumps what they're doing. And so the fact they're trying to intimidate you into something can certainly backfire on them.
Absolutely. That is precisely where they can go, and there's a button there, and they can follow it. But I think that understanding that we have the right to control what happens to our body, no matter what the liars tell us, is fundamental to everything that you're trying to do for us, Alex, and that we're trying to do for everyone as well.
And we really would appreciate it if you use our card, because that will allow us to support you further in the future.
Sure, absolutely. I think what you're doing is great. And of course, I'm not involved monetarily in this, but you were saying if they put in what some kind of promo code with my name, they get a discount on the card?
If they use an AJ code, there's a slot for the code, then we will support your work from the proceeds of that.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Okay, well, you were telling my producer that. Listen, that's fine. You guys can just donate that money back to getting other people maybe more cards or something, because it is really important. And you're right, because what you're telling me to do and what you're saying to do is exactly what my dad, who's been on medical boards at the state level and a lot more, testifies before the legislature. He's a pretty smart guy at this. He said the exact same thing, that it violates the Geneva Convention and consent, federal, state law. It's just crazy that they're doing this. But I think it's a sign of desperation, because they know the awakening about vaccines is happening.
Absolutely. Yes. They're desperate in many ways. This is just one way to protect ourselves, but there are so many areas that we need to be active in. I'm so pleased to be back on the show. It's been a long time, and we're happy to support what you're doing and to share our information with everybody.
Well, I want to get you and General Stubblebine back sometime to talk about what's happening militarily around the world. And in 1 minute we have left, General Stubblebine, what do you make of it coming out that the West is funding ISIS and that we're starting this thing in Ukraine? What's your view of what the globalists are doing with our military right now?
I think that a good part of it is all about oil, and I think they're worried that we're going to lose the oil. And so what we need then is our own army to keep the oil for us. I think it's crazy.
Well, I want to say on Veterans Day, despite our military being deployed in bad ways, some of my favorite folks are veterans like yourself. So we appreciate your service in what you believe was our republic, General Stubblebine.
Let me tell you one thing. War is or should be the last choice. The last choice, not the first.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. Well, thank you so much, General. And Dr. Lebo, we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you, Alex.
You bet. There they go, folks. Wow, General Stubblebine. That guy's been involved in so much. He's really interesting. We'll be back. Stay with us. Third hour. Going to be jam-packed.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.